time now for your comments. Many of you responded to a story from our colleague in Iraq, Salim Amir, describing the safe but harrowing birth of his son in Baghdad.
I'm happy to be the father of a beautiful child. I always find comfort looking at his face and tiny body. But our life is so complicated. How can I ensure he will have a peaceful life? Not rich, not unique, just peaceful. Am I asking too much?
Candace Hasselgrave of East Haddam, Connecticut, wrote to say the story brought to life the intrusion of war on our most sacred human experience.
Other listeners were affected by the experience of hearing about the best hot chocolate in Alta, Utah.
The hot chocolate is too watery and also it is too hot.
Not too hot for my mouth.
This is the best hot chocolate, better than our mom and dad's hot chocolate.
Tricia Maxwell of Holt, Michigan, was at work with the sniffles. She writes, after surviving the coughing fit induced by chuckling, I'm heading to the break room to make myself a cup of hot chocolate.
We have a correction for you this morning. In a report on the trial of Lewis Scooter Libby, we referred to veteran prosecutor Michael Kelly. His name actually is David Kelly.
An unknown identity was at the heart of a story from our correspondent David Kestenbaum. A folder full of music appeared mysteriously in his computer. It belonged to someone named Anna, someone he'd never met.
Like everything I have, she has. I have Beck, she has Beck.
I saw her, yeah, I saw her with the black tongue tied, wearing roses.
I have Beth Orton, she has Beth Orton. I have the white stripes, she has the white stripes.
I'm thinking about my doorbell.
And then I go into downloaded TV shows.
Todd Severus of New York City writes to say that he's heard plenty of other people's music through the walls. As an actor traveling on a long tour, I spend lots of time in hotels discovering shared playlists all over. Each one begs the question, who are my neighbors? What would we talk about?
You can sing our praises or voice your grievances. Just go to npr.org and click Contact Us.
Remembering when I saw your face shining my way, pure timing.